Blessings and welcome to Hope, helping other people evolve through spiritual wellness with hope. As always, I am Hope. Welcome, brothers and sisters. All glory to God for another day and opportunity to hear His word and to touch and agree in prayer. So today, brothers and sisters, I will be bringing and reading from Esther 4:14. Esther 4:14, and I will be reading from the NIV translation. And the truth reads, "For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows, but that you have come to the royal position for such a time as this." Now, if you don't know the book of Esther, this is Mordecai speaking to Esther regarding the plot to kill all the Jews. And at this time, she's Queen Esther. So he's asking her to go before her husband to plead the case for the Jews. Now, how does that relate to us, you say? Because as believers or those trying to find their way, God appoints us to a royal position. Maybe not in the palace, but in His kingdom, we are in a royal position for such a time as this. And when we see an injustice, we're called to speak up and speak out with the love of God, knowing and having the wisdom to speak. So let me read it to you again. I want you to think about it. What's going on in your life and how does it relate to you in your royal position? Okay. So Esther 4:14 NIV reads, "For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and speaking of His word. Brothers and sisters, let's go before the throne. First, giving honor to God for being the head of our lives and the center of all that we do. Glorious Father, we thank you for our royal positions. We shall speak up in love and wisdom that you pour out on us against injustice, against things that come against you, Father. I thank you for my brothers and sisters listening right now. May they feel empowered, knowing that you have their backs, that no matter what we face, we can come to you boldly before the throne and you will always be with us. Your word says that you will never leave or forsake us, and we believe you, Lord God. We trust you, Heavenly Father, your mercy, your grace, and your favor that follows us all the days of our lives. As it is written, we believe it, Father. May we be bold, Lord Jesus, this day to speak your truth, to walk in your truth, to know and understand that you have a plan and a purpose for us. And it's not to harm us, but to prosper us, to give us hope and a future. So, Father God, whatever my brothers and sisters are going through today, I ask that your life, your hand, the blood of Jesus is evident all around them. We thank you, Father God, for another day, for your guidance and your understanding and love and patience for us. May we always walk in your will and your way, trusting you always. Father God, if there's anyone listening that is ill in their body, I speak the truth of Jesus over them right now, that by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. every disease, is what it says in the Bible. All diseases are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us with another day. Lord, I ask that you cover Monday night Bible study. The family of God is what we call it. I thank you for each and every member, past, present, and future. I ask that you touch their lives in a mighty way, as you have already done and will continue to do. We thank you, Father. Blessings upon blessings upon blessings. We lift up the good work servants today, that they may do your work, Father, in spirit and in truth, that every member is on one accord and they move that way. We glorify you and magnify you, Lord Jesus. I lift up the members of the Sisters in the Hood, that it will grow and expand as far as you want it to go, Father. And Father God, we pray for the children, that they may be protected and guarded in the schools from all things of this world, knowing that they are fearfully and wonderfully made just as they are. We take back the territory of the schools. From preschool all the way to college, we take back the territory. We thank you, Jesus, for the authority to do so. We bind up the things that come against the children. We send it back to the pit of hell, and we loose the Holy Spirit of Christ, which is wisdom, understanding, love, peace, joy. We loose that over the children this morning, and we thank you, Father. We ask you, dear Lord, to be in the nations. Your Holy Spirit guide the government, because it is, the word says, it is upon the shoulders of Christ. So may the politicians be guided by your wisdom. Remove the corrupt ones, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, for answering and hearing our prayers. We lift up our neighborhoods, Father God. Remove the violence from our neighborhoods. You promised peaceful habitation, and that is what we shall see. I speak that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord God Almighty in spirit and in truth, and so it shall be. I thank you, Father God. We declare that today is blessed, fruitful, and prosperous in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that we shall see it right before our eyes. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Father. We surrender all to you. And we thank you. We praise you. I lift up my sister Rosie right now. Complete healing, mind, body, soul, and spirit, Lord. Thank you, Father God. I lift up my sister Sandra, same thing, Lord Jesus. My brother Reeves, Lord God, and all of my nieces and nephews and greats. I lift up my children, Christian, Tevin, Divine, Princess Divine, and my grandchildren, Mia, Chase, and Pharaoh. The blood of Jesus is what I declare over them and their lives right now. Suited in the armor of God. Thank you, Jesus. I lift up Paul, Lord Jesus, who is very discouraged with his health. Lord, I speak life over him right now, that he shall live and not die. And Andrew, get up, pick up your mat, and walk in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. We surrender and surround ourselves in your holy presence, Lord. Thank you for the rain. Wash us. Wash our cities and our streets now with your beautiful rain, Lord. Glory to you, Father. I thank you, Father. I thank you for the brothers and sisters that listen to this podcast. May they share and pass it on, the blessings, as they are blessed to be a blessing. I thank you, Jesus. We thank you for what you did on the cross, and that you're coming again for us. In your holy, mighty, and matchless name, Lord God, King of kings, Lord of lords, we pray. And let us all say amen, amen, amen. It is done in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, brothers and sisters. If you feel led to give to this ministry, you can give on Cash App, $Hope7Ministries. It is much appreciated. I pray that this message has blessed you and that you remember that you were set apart for a time such as this. You are royalty. You are royalty. Walk in that today. Thank you for joining me here on Hope, helping other people evolve through spiritual wellness with hope. As always, I am Hope. I love you. I believe in you. Keep feeding your spirit and have a miraculous day. God bless you.